Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
That last night we had at the AquaTurf. Is it in Southington, Matt? Is that where it is?
Yeah.
What a pain to get to. Holy crow. Did you have any traffic getting home? It was a pain getting home. Well, I left early. Maybe that was God's punishment for leaving early. But I did leave early. But it was fun at the AquaTurf. They do a great job. And it's sort of, if you're into Connecticut media, it really is and was a who's who. I mean, all the folks are there. And it's interesting because I'm so laser-focused radio-wise on us. I just feel like there's us and nobody else. So it's good to know that there's other radio stations out there because I don't really focus on the competition a whole lot. But the TV folks, just from my past, I know more people in the TV business, and they were all there. And good friend Dennis House was there as well, and he was victorious. Victorious. Best anchor went to Dennis House last night from WTNH. He joins us now in Brian and Company. What time did you get to bed last night, big guy?
Well, I went to bed early last night because, as you can hear, I'm battling some sort of a throat thing. So I have this weird morning voice thing, very sore throat, but I feel actually a little bit better today, even though I sound worse. But I was in bed by 11 last night. But I agree with you, that traffic on I-84 on Southington, I don't know what it is, the construction and whatever it was, it just took forever to get home last night.
Dennis Barry White House joining us here on
Brian
and Company. First of all, congratulations. It must feel good.
Thank you.
And obviously, you know, how many years you've been at TNH now? Is it three? What is it?
No, it's going to be five in December. Yeah, it has flown by. I did 28 at FSB and then five. I started shortly after I left FSB at TNH. And it was really a great night. And, you know, I agree with you. Just to see everyone in the media is a lot of fun. This is our prom, Brian.
Yeah.
You know, and to see people from WTIC Radio and the other radio stations. And I always thought there was just one TV station, but, you know, we know there are more. And, you know, my teammates and, you know, my wife was inducted in the Hall of Fame, which was really cool. So.
Yeah, I want to get to that in a second. I actually have an honest question for you. Like, what do you, like, you won the award. You might have won last year, too. I can't remember, but. What do you put in your submission? Like, how do you, like we won it a year ago, and then we didn't even get nominated. Like, what do you put in it?
You know, one of our producers put all the submissions together, and so they take some clips from the shows that we do, and they put them together in a composite. I think that's how they want it. And then it gets sent out. I think it was Phoenix who judged us this year. Is that right?
I think it was Alaska. Alaska did radio. Maybe it was different for TV, but I thought it was Alaska.
Okay, so maybe it was Alaska. I don't know. But so it gets shipped out there, and they, you know, and they go through it, and they pick the nominees and the winner.
Well, listen,
that's how that works.
We're talking with Dennis House from WTNH. What is it like when your wife gets that kind of recognition? Like, what is that, like, watching that happen?
It was I was so excited for her and so proud of her. I mean, ever since the day I met her, she's worked hard, right? You know, when she first started here, she was out there, you know, busting her back on stories, and she went swimming with sharks, which I would never do. They went out in just off of Westerly, and they were chumming the water, and she got on a board, and you know, the photographer was in a cage shooting underneath. It was just crazy. And so she's worked hard. And then 9/11, she was down there as well. I was down there for a couple weeks, and she was down there for a whole week. And then they sent her to Bosnia and Germany to cover the war on terror. She's been out there, you know, working hard for 25 years. So it's I'm so happy for her. She deserves it. And it was, I thought her speech was great.
Yeah. I mean, what was her response to getting in?
So she didn't know she was in, and I didn't know either. And then they surprised her on great day. Scott Haney broke the news to her, and she's like, what are you talking about? And so she was really, really super excited to be and to be inducted. And it's a great class this year, too. So
yeah,
was,
of course, Ray Dunaway from here at WTIC.
Oh, yeah, great
as
to
well.
See Ray.
Yeah, it was really good. You know, I do some fill-in work at Channel 3, and I worked for many years at NBC Connecticut as well. But, you know, since you've moved over to 8, I mean, you guys have had some real success. I mean, what is it that's working for you guys over there?
You know, I think we have a great team. Rich Graziano is the best general manager in the business. He's amazing. And he used to run The Current, Harper Current, and Fox 61. He's also worked in New York and Boston. So he knows the market really, really well. He likes assembling a team of qualified people. We have really experienced anchors here and reporters who've been around the market for a while. You know, you look at we have a lot of depth. Ken Pierce, one of our reporters, has been here more than 20 years.
Out there. Bob Wilson.
I mean, these are people who can get a police chief on the phone in the middle of the night and get answers for you on a story they're working on. And our anchors are second to none. Ann Nyberg, who was inducted last night, has been in the market now for 37 years, I believe it is, 36 or 37 years. And she works as hard as she did as a rookie. You know, she's out there calling who she needs to call to get an answer on something. And I think Darren mentioned it. She's got this sense of curiosity that just has served her well.
Yeah. Well, there's certain people, journalism self-selects. You know, sometimes people just gravitate toward it, not for the notoriety, because they just like to learn, and they're lifetime learners. And you can go in different directions, and journalism is one of them. I'm just curious. I don't think you can answer. We don't know if it's going to go through, but a lot of people you talked about Graziano is about to run Fox 61 again if the merger goes through. So it's going to be an interesting time in Connecticut media if and when that happens. And a lot of people are curious to see how all that pans out. But I know, you can't really even have much conjecture. But we just want to congratulate you, Dennis. Obviously, you're part of the family here, too. And obviously, best to your wife. That's an incredible accomplishment.
Yeah, I said to Steve Stalhini, I said, you know, I haven't filled in for Brian in a while, but sometimes they'll call and be like, hey, can you work Christmas Day or something? I always love filling in for you, Brian, when I can do it. And, I know there's been some last-minute times that I get the call. And, I think you work for an amazing place, right? 100 years WTSA Radio has been on the air. And that's stunning when you think about it. 100 years. What was that? Who was president 100 years ago? Calvin Coolidge, right?
Or who? Hoover? I don't know who it was in 25. Let me look it up. Okay, you're testing my civics. 1925, U.S. president.
Let's see who it was.
Dun, 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 dun. It was Coolidge. Nice job. Coolidge, who used to vacation in Swampscott, Massachusetts, and who went to Amherst and went to Amherst College, by the way. Yeah. Dennis, we got to run, bud. Congrats again. We'll talk to you soon.
Awesome to see you, man. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Dennis House from WTNH joining us here in Brian and Company.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.